The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF. Our telephone number, if you want to jump in here. Gently, please jump in here. 919-860-9783. In the studio is my wife, Melissa. Hello, how are you, honey?
Hi, Dave.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Not too much, all right.
I feel like we know Melissa because you talk about her so much.
I do, because I have nothing to do with interior decorating of any sort.
I thought you went and bought all the pillows, Dave.
No, I did not buy the pillows. Okay, let me just ask my wife, how many pillows are we up to?
So I think we're up to 10, but they're thin. They're not really thick.
No.
But that is actually the first thing on my list, Rhonda, because I really feel like, and I want to see if you agree with me, that kind of brings in a lot of color.
It does.
And a lot of, like, where you want to go with a room, as far as, say, you have a bland bedspread, the colors are going to make that room pop.
Exactly.
Okay, so the requirement, the minimum requirement for two people in a bed is two pillows.
And is that the ones you put your head on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those you kind of hide.
Yeah. Those you hide.
Yeah.
You know, they're not attractive.
They don't count.
Right. And then you got to have something that, you know, when you make your bed up, that covers those pillows. So that would be your shams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the shams usually match your bedding, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So then you get too much of one thing. So then you've got to break it up. You've got to bring in different patterns and texture.
Yeah.
So that's where the other pillows come into play.
So wait a minute. You buy something that matches, but then immediately you have to buy something else that contrasts.
Exactly. You know, so the perfect bed... You know, like the perfect bed that, you know, is put together really well would be your bedspread, comforter, whatever you choose to have.
Yes.
Three Euros, which are the big square pillows that go in the back. And then you have the two shams, whether they be king or queen, depending on the size of your bed.
Yeah.
And then three decorative pillows.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
the perfect bedding.
Did that equate to 10 or was it more like 12?
So that's including, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with your ones that you put your head on.
All right.
Yes.
Now, if you have dogs like we do, you can't just put those decorative pillows on the floor because they'll go ahead and use them. And if they use them, they're not decorative pillows anymore. The dog bed.
You have to prepare when you have pillows on your bed. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
No man likes the pillows on the bed. I've yet to meet one that's like, oh, let's get more pillows.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll use my house, for instance. You know, in my bedroom, I have a nice comforter that you're not allowed to use. It is looks only. That is just looks only.
It comes off the bed every night.
Right. So at the end of my bed, I have two, like, little ottoman, you know, that makes a long bench type thing.
Yeah.
The pillows get stacked there, and then we roll that nice comforter back, and it just lays there. It does not get used. And then on the bed, we have our pillows, and we have sheets, and we have, like, a blanket, you know, that we use.
So really what she's saying is I need to get that long thing for the end of our bed, so that we have room for those pillows and we can roll our...
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking we need to go furniture shopping.
Is this a piece of furniture? Rhonda, is this a piece of furniture I have to buy?
It could be. Like, mine is like two ottomans. I have a queen-size bed. I don't have king.
Two ottomans.
So I have like two ottomans put together at the end of mine, and I stack the pillows, and then when I roll that comforter over the pillows, then it's all nice and neat. Nobody gets in the way. The dogs... Well, my little dog kind of plays hide and seek under it with the big dog. But other than that, it's like...
All covered up.
All covered up and nice and neat. And then you just, in the morning, you just roll it back. When I do make up my bed, I can't say I'm perfect to make up my bed all the time. But you roll it back up and you put it and make it all pretty again.
And this is necessary. Why?
Because it brings your room together.
It's just
it
a look.
It kind of makes it kind of come together.
So, like, in an element in a bedroom, like, I'm going to use mine again for reference,
sure.
Is, like, my comforter is one thing. My shams, match my comforter. My Euros are a different fabric, you know, that's that coordinates with it. And then I have two pillows that bring in a color because everything else is kind of neutral.
Do they have a special name?
No. It's just a different types of textures, like those pillows are more suede-y. You know, my comforter's more kind of linen-y cotton.
Right, right.
You know, so just the textures matter just as much as color and pattern.
And size. Like you might have just an oblong or a roll pillow. Yep. Or
would that be a sham?
No. Just a pillow.
A Euro?
I think,
and then in mine, like, you know, I have window treatment fabric, so I bring that window treatment fabric down into my pillows. Got all different types of cords that all kind of mix and match, and it's, you know, as my husband says, it's a masterpiece.
So I have a question about that when you talk about your curtains. Do you find that you're finding more and more people are not using curtains these days and they're just leaving the windows bare? Or do you find, I always have had curtains.
Right.
I feel it completes a room, but I find that the more newer homes that I'm going into, people are leaving their windows wide open.
Right, exactly. I think when you don't have to have it for privacy, you know, I would say in most of the houses that I do, even if you don't have to have it for privacy, we might do panels like on the end just to bring in that softness. Drapes and stuff do add softness to a room. They, you know, kind of finish out a room.
For color?
Yeah, for not just color, but just texture and warmth.
Mm-hmm.
Drapes always add that homey feeling to me. And then in bedrooms and stuff where you need the privacy, you know, sometimes we layer. What I mean by that, sometimes it might be like a shade or a blind or whatever you want, you know, on the main window for your privacy. But then we still might add panels. Some people put shutters. We still do panels on the side. Well, I always say think of the panels as like us putting on our earrings. It's kind of like that, just little final little touch, you know.
I can relate.
Yes, and it adds warmth.
Well, especially in a bedroom, it brings in the darkness so that the light doesn't come. And that's definitely what we use.
It does not. It does not bring in the darkness.
No, it keeps it out. Yeah,
blocks the sunlight.
Right.
Okay.
It blocks the sunlight, and you know you can get blackout lining on them. Mm-hmm. You know, like for instance, I always tell my clients there's no such thing as window treatments, one layer that will totally block out the sun. And what do I mean by that? There's always going to be gaps, you know, and all of that. So I had one client, ER doctor.
Yeah.
Very important for her because she needed to be able to sleep at any time of the day because her schedule. So literally, in order to make it completely 100% blackout, she not only had to have a blackout shade, blackout curtains, and a blackout valance. It was the only way to get that sunlight completely blocked in the room.
And I know that because it can sneak in through
the
sides.
In.
And I do understand that.
So that, if you want complete blackout, it usually takes about three different types of treatments to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're hearing from Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors and my wife, Melissa, talking about why I'm all wrong about the house.
Is this a good, where we'd say all wet behind the ears?
Wet behind, that's exactly right. I'm all wet behind. No, that's not really it. That means you're not experienced. I'm all wet.
You're definitely not.
No, I'm all wet.
Yeah.
Because what happens occasionally, since I'm retired, I don't have to go to work. That's the first thing I noticed, that I didn't have to go to work. And the other thing is that I can take a nap, but not in my house, not unless I want to remove all those pillows and try to remember where they were. There's no taking a nap there, and the whole idea that we would then put optional pillows on the bed, along with optional bedspreads that we don't use otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
It's just pretty, Dave.
It's
pretty.
All right.
Do you ever look at home magazines? It's all pretty.
No.
Makes you feel good.
No, I have never looked at a home magazine. I've thumbed through the people the Gaines book.
Yeah.
And I looked through and I say, well, that's my house. and I flip another one, and there's my house. We're very into the country.
Farm style.
Mm-hmm. We have a big aluminum sign above the bed that says farm style.
Farmhouse.
Now, I've been in.
I don't even know.
It actually, you put a ribbon on it, so it's actually farm aisle. But it doesn't matter. It locks out one letter. But here's the thing. I've been in hundreds of country homes. None of them have signs that indicate that they're a country home.
I think plenty of them do. You just kind of miss it because you're so used to seeing it that you just don't see it.
Yeah, there are a lot of signs out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, they're smaller. Maybe they might be just a little sign that maybe is in like a little bookcase and you don't notice it, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got this sign that I thought was really cute. You know, it's up on my man on it. It says, "Dust is a country accent."
Ooh, I like that one.
That's very good. All right, Rhonda Benby Plummer is here from Help Me Rhonda Interiors, and my special guest, my wife Melissa, is on the show. We're going to talk about what has been at the other end of the ringing phone. Rhonda sits there, and you hear from people who need something done. We're going to talk about that and the full range of things that Rhonda gets involved in. In just a moment, this is Making Your Home Great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. Making Your Home Great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. I'm Dave Alexander. We are here with Rhonda Benby Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors and my wife, Melissa, who is going to help with the show. Although I think I'm outnumbered here, and really, I'm on the spot more than any of you are, but that's all right. We'll play it the way it goes. Rhonda, what's the scope of what you do?
Hmm.
I mean, I ask you sometimes, you say everything.
I really do everything.
I do everything.
I really do.
All right,
kind
what does
of,
that mean?
I would say that, let's just say that you were building a house.
Yeah.
Right? Then I would be the person to call when you're working with your builder, working with your architect. You get the three of us together, you're going to have a good outcome. Right? So I work with people who are building a house, help them to make all the selections that you have to do when you're building a house, which if you've ever done one, there's a lot. There's a lot of decisions to be made. And you can get it really, really wrong. And then you got this brand new house and you look at it and you're like, oh, right? So a designer is going to help you pull that all together. So I help with that. I do small remodels. So if, you know, you need a bathroom redone or, you know, kitchen done, I do that.
Oh, yeah.
If you just want interior design help and you just want some window treatments, I do that. I have furniture. I have several lines of furniture. I can help you, you know, do a whole room or a whole house.
What does
that
mean?
From furniture all the way to the last lamp.
What does that mean, you have several lines of furniture?
So I'm a Bassett dealer.
Okay.
I'm a King Hickory dealer, Hooker Furniture, American Drew, Riverside Furniture. Uttermost. I mean, you name it, I have it. So I have all of those lines that I shop from for my clients.
Right.
So the good thing about that is I've seen these items. I go to market twice a year in High Point.
Yeah, good.
You know, I see all the new things that are coming out. So I have laid my eyes on just about everything that I carry.
Right.
And so I know what the color looks like because you can't tell that from a computer monitor.
Yeah.
Right. I know these things. I have like a picture memory when it comes to color.
Yeah.
So like when I go and I look at artwork and stuff, that color is ingrained in my head. I know it.
Right.
It's like I have seen everything. I've seen those lamps. I've seen what they look like. I've seen the light fixtures. Have you ever tried to pick out light fixtures and you're trying to look at something three-dimensional
that
you're only seeing one dimension?
Yes.
You know, you can't see it properly. It's hard to show it to you, but I've seen them.
I know
what they look like.
I know someone who bought a couch for a small living room, and it turned out to dominate the living room.
Exactly.
You couldn't put a checker table.
Right.
You can put a table with a, you know, a checker game.
And I
in
do
the
that.
Middle.
So, like, let's just say I got a client. They call me and they're like, "We have, you know, furniture here from college. You know, we're ready for grown-up furniture." Yeah. That's what they call it, grown-up furniture. And so I go, I meet with them, I measure the room, we talk about their needs. They got kids, they got dogs, you know, and we want to make sure we're getting good, durable, you know, fabrics.
Yeah.
That, you know, performance fabrics are all the rage now. They're great, they clean easy, they're very durable.
Performance fabrics,
that's what they're called. And so they're just, you know what they are, they're a plastic bottle. That's what I call them. But the technology behind all of these fabrics is so good because they're now, instead of being, you know, stiff and rugged, they're soft and, you know, they feel good to the touch. So fabrics have come a long way in durability and stain protection properties. And so I help people with that. An average person is not going to know that. This comes with, you know, my 29 years of experience. I know... You know, that you shouldn't get cotton fabric for a chair that you're going to sit in a lot. It's going to wear out, you know. I mean, it's going to start fading. Sun hits it, it's going to fade. If you want it on a little chair, a little pretty little chair that hardly nobody sits on, that's fine. But one you're going to sit on all day, no. You wouldn't do that. So I help with those types of things. I help to figure out the size and the configuration of what you need in a space.
Yeah.
So... what you're saying is people might go to, you know, a big furniture store and they see this grouping and they go, oh, okay, I'm going to get this for my living room.
Yeah.
And then they get it home.
And it's huge because that furniture store's huge, you know, so it doesn't look
so
that big in there.
Do you remember, Melissa, when somebody did that in our house? You don't. Okay, you blocked it out. She blocked it out. It was in the Fuquay house. And our living room was very small. We ended up with a sectional.
Right.
Which was fine, but in order to put the sectional in there, you had to climb over in order to get to it because it blocked up the whole thing.
Well, if you wanted to come in through the kitchen and climb over, but there was a small area you could walk through.
Yes, yes.
I think some people get the wrong idea that, you know, a designer won't help them with just one room. Now, there are some designers that will not do that. If, you know, if they don't do the whole house, they're not going to do it.
Oh.
I am not that designer. So if you just want help with a living room furniture, you know, because you've got a weird shaped room, you don't know what to do with it, or you just don't know anything about furniture.
Sure.
You're making a big investment. Furniture's not cheap these days, you know, and you just want to make sure you're getting it right. You know, I will do that. It is so worth the time for somebody that knows what they're talking about when you're making a $10,000-$15,000 investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my fee is minimal. Compared to messing it up. Because you go to the furniture store and you order something, there is no taking it back. Mm-hmm. It's a custom thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you say you have a location, a new location?
I do have a new location. I used to have a furniture store in Wake Forest, and then when COVID hit, I built a little place in the back of my yard. That was been my design center, and it served its purpose. But, you know, we're growing when it comes to the remodels and all that. So I wanted to get a commercial space that I'm able to show, you know, things for my remodels as well. So the goal is all the people that I'm doing remodels for, they have one place to come. Because I have the cabinets, I have countertop samples, you know, have tile, flooring, you know, all the way down to the hardware that goes on the cabinets, plumbing, everything. So my new address is 119 Wind Chime Court, Suite 1 in Raleigh. So it's right off Six Forks, kind of in between Whole Foods and North Hills, so like kind of the dab middle of that area.
It's Windchime Court?
Windchime Court.
Oh, okay.
And so we're getting it straight. It's not completely straight yet. It's getting there, but it's coming.
Is it like call and make an appointment? And you meet them there?
We're there.
You
know, my assistant is there from 9 to 5.
Nice.
Sometimes, you know, she does have to go somewhere for me, go take a measurement, whatever the case. Sometimes she is with me, right? So the doors are open as long as we're there. It is a good, if you want to come by, you know, whether to look at carpets, we've got rug samples, we've got wallpaper books, we've got, you know, some accessories in the store that's for sale. We have florals, we, you know, everything that you could think of We have. And so if it's a good idea to call.
And it's really before. Great. People can stop in and actually talk to you directly.
Exactly.
That is really great.
And if I'm not there, Allie is my junior designer, and she's fabulous, and she can help you as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Now, when you talk about the things that you do, if somebody wants to sell their home, do you do staging?
I do staging with people's own things.
Okay.
Right? So as far as bringing in things and just letting them use it, no. I'm doing one right now that they just didn't have a whole lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, was talking to them. I'm like, well, where are you going? And they were able to show me the house. I said, well, let's go get these few things that I know you're going to be able to use in your new house to help stage this house, right? And so, we just went off to like Home Goods, and just got a few things so that we could make their house look just a little better for staging.
Very quickly, we don't have a lot of time before the news, but is it important to stage a house as opposed to strip it bare?
It's important to stage a house. People need to see how things fit. On the flip side of that, if you have college furniture, it might be better for it to be empty.
To just go empty.
You know what I mean? Especially, I've gone into some houses that are selling for, $750,000, and the furniture was just awful. so to me, the house spoke more that,
empty than it did.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors and my wife on the show today. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. Making your home great with Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors and my special guest, my wife, Melissa. I don't know whether she's supporting me on the show or pointing out my flaws, but that's all right.
Dave, you're doing great today.
I'm doing great today. Yay! All right. So, lately when the phone rings, are they looking for what? A remodel?
Well, you can tell it's, getting spring because the phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
And people are looking at either, refreshing their space. It's like that spring cleaning is in the air, right?
Yes.
So we have a lot of people who are wanting to do remodels, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels.
Right.
And then we have a lot of people that are like, I've had this furniture in my living room for 20 years.
Yep.
It's going in the dump. And we're ready to, freshen our house up. Then we have some people that are like, we don't want to do a remodel, but we just kind of want to do a few things here and there to freshen up the space. Maybe, some new furniture, maybe rearranging of furniture, maybe some new art, things like that, just to get us up to the year 2024 instead of the year 2005, right? But, maybe a new rug, just new paint color. Let's do a new paint color. I'm tired of this goldy color, that isn't, good for anybody anymore.
Now, my wife has got a strategy for freshening up that is, it is like a military operation.
Oh, boy.
Every season. She takes the tubs out, and the empty tubs, and she just puts things in them, and she marks it fall. And then
or spring.
Easter, Valentine's Day.
Exactly right.
Well, I'm not quite that bad, but definitely when my Christmas stuff goes out, my yearly stuff, comes out.
But you've got, for instance, in the October to December window, you have fall, which is the same as Thanksgiving,
right,
but with no turkeys.
Right, right.
Okay. You got fall, then you switch to Thanksgiving, which adds the turkeys and some of the lights.
It's kind of the same thing, but then it rolls into Christmas.
Then it rolls into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then is there any New Year's?
No.
No New Year's?
New Year's gets nothing.
Okay. It's not bad.
I always say that if you do your house and, you keep your house neutral, then you'll be able to freshen up your house very,
any
very easily. Exactly.
And honestly, this kind of goes into the back to the bedroom or the living room if you change out your furniture a lot, which I do, I will admit. And then even the bedroom, if your walls are neutral, then any bedspread you put on and curtains, treatments, whatever, it's all gonna work. Mm-hmm. I do have a question on that for you though. When people say, "Okay, I want some new paint," mm-hmm. do you kind of sway them to kind of stick with the neutral colors so that can happen?
I do.
I mean, people I've seen have gone into houses where their walls have been like maybe one or two walls have been red, or maybe mm-hmm. black, and I'm just like, wow. Or maybe the greens, where it kind of restricts you. You can't use blues, or, you know, I mean, you could use grays, I guess, if it was the right green. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about that?
So it all depends on the person. You know, they're two different types of people. People who don't like color and people who do, right?
Okay.
You know, and so it really does depend on the person and the items that they have in their home. It's really hard to go in and do, you know, like, you know, everybody wants gray. I'm quite personally, I'm kind of sick of gray because it's just it's been gray for a long time.
Yes.
But, you know, everybody's wanting gray. Well, I'm sorry, but I can't give you a gray color if everything in your house is gold.
Right.
If you have a gold sofa, you know, you have, you know, Venetian gold granite countertops, and you have, you know, yellow oak cabinets, gray is not going to work in your house. It's just not.
Okay.
I don't care what gray it is. I don't care if it's a green gray, you know, whatever. Doesn't look good.
Do you continue with a gold?
You don't have to go gold, but you have to go a little bit more warm, more mm-hmm. beige, mm-hmm. you know, kind of color. And
right.
so, you know, and of course, the lighter you go, the better it blends. Mm-hmm. The darker you go with the color, the more you have to be dead on it.
Okay.
Right? The lighter you go, not so much.
Do you find that the darker colors kind of make the rooms look smaller, where if the lighter colors obviously brightens it up and makes the room look
lighter?
Seems
mm-hmm. Lighter
bigger?
Colors are always going to make it feel more bright. I wouldn't say it makes it feel bigger. Scale in a room is what makes a room feel bigger or smaller. Well, what do I mean by scale?
Yeah, please.
So let's just say you've got a big living room wall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's just say I'm looking at these panels like we have here in the radio station here.
Yeah.
So imagine you've got a long wall, and it's no windows, it's no anything. And it's a big wall. Let's just say it's a 12-foot wall,
yeah.
right? If you put three big pictures on it, it's going to look bigger than if you put a whole lot of little pictures.
Yes.
And do like a gallery, you know, and it's just, you know, so many pictures that you don't know where to look.
Right.
All of a sudden, it got half the size, right? So that's scale. That's how you determine scale.
Right.
So usually, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
That saying, less is more, is so true. Because the least amount of stuff you have that's the right scale, the more, the bigger it's going to feel. So scale is why I have a job. I'm honest. Everybody gets scale wrong, right? And so balance would be the other thing. Have you ever been into a space and you felt like you were leaning because it was so heavy on one side and not on the other? That's another thing that can make a feel, you know, room feel, I saw, you know, just so out of whack.
Right.
You know, if you don't have the balance in a room correct. And some rooms are really hard to get a balance because maybe it's a lot of windows. Maybe it's just kind of, you know, a room that is really hard.
Right.
So balance is just as important. Scale and balance is going to what makes a room feel big, not big.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually where people get things wrong. Color helps, but it's not the only factor.
Gotcha. That's very interesting.
How about the concept? This is played out in our family. Of course, we like country things. And the neat part about country things is they're everywhere. So we don't have to shop too many places. You know, you go to Home Goods and there's mm-hmm. these things just, you know, look like they were painted black and then painted white again.
What do you
poorly.
Call it? The faux? The re?
Yeah. Like reclaimed?
I call it faux teaks. The faux teaks are things that are supposed to look like they're 100 years old.
But they're not.
No, they're made in Korea the last week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
it's just true. I mean, and yet it does work next to antiques.
Yes.
Somehow it just
it all blends.
Works. Okay.
You can always bring an antique. I don't care what style it is. You can always bring an antique in you know, if it's special to you. I'm not ever going to be one of those designers that says, oh my gosh, no, you can't have your great grandma's thing in here. Mm-hmm. I might come up with an idea of what we could do to it if you're open to it, to make it work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, you should be able to keep special pieces in your home if you want.
Okay.
You know?
The other thing is there are a lot of people who are so far away from that. They don't want anything old in their house. They want everything modern. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they want, what is Aaron's? Scandinavian.
Like mid-century modern. Mid-century modern is very popular now. That is definitely a design element that is gaining popularity around here. And it's clean. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. Straight edge.
Very straight edge. No frou-frou, I call it. What you got to be careful with in that particular type of decor is you got to bring your softness in. It can feel really cold and really stark otherwise. So bring in fabrics, different textures in, whether it be pillows, your rug, window treatments. You know, your art needs to have some warmth, you know, to it.
Right.
Think about canvases instead of like, you know, framed glass art everywhere, because adds another hard element. So,
and the area rug.
Is a big thing in that, because that's what's going to give you, you know, that softness. When you have a room full of all hard elements, it's cold. So, you know, you got your hardwood floors, you've got, you know, all your hard furniture, you've got all this trim, you know, on the walls. You've got hard cabinets. You get hard. Softness is what makes a house feel cozy. Bring the outdoors in. You know, plants are very important. Yeah, so the plants coming in are very important. That gives you not only fresh air, you know, in your house, but it adds that softness and that feel of calm and serenity.
Do you have to pick initially before you get anything, or do you just pick out some things that you figure you like and then you build around it?
Well, if you got plenty of money, do it that way.
Okay.
Right. If you know you're like most people, you know average income, there is a rhyme to the reason, you know.
Sure.
So you always start with upholstered furniture first. So if we're doing a living room, right, you need to start with whatever's going to be upholstery in there. Sofa, chairs, that type of thing.
Because it costs
more.
That's where you start.
It sets the
tone.
The tone for the whole room.
Right, and it's one of the first rooms you see in the house. Mm-hmm. So that if you want that look, you want it to show it off right in the very beginning.
Right.
I get that.
I mean, even when I'm doing, you know, for my clients, and they're not in a hurry, right? I'll say, let's start with the upholstery furniture. Let's pick that out. We're going to pick your fabrics. We're going to pick the style. We're going to pick all of that. We'll get that on order. And now that that's on order, now we're going to pick the coffee table and the side tables. And people, we do not do matching.
What?
No matching.
The
only matching tables you should ever have is if they flank the sofa, one on each side. You want your tables to be complementary to each other, but not, you know, go and get like matching coffee table with side table. No.
You want.
That was the big thing back 30 years ago.
But not anymore.
I'm thinking, do you buy similar styles for each table?
It has to all go together.
Yeah, I can't.
But
do
we just don't want it matchy
and
matchy.
French and modern.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so then that would be the next thing that we pick. And then usually I pick the rug at that point as well.
Really?
Sometimes we even wait for the furniture to come in just so that we can put the rug samples with the big pieces of fabric versus just a small, you know, piece of fabric. Rugs are pretty quick to come in, you know, whereas furniture, not so much. But if you're just starting, you know, with the room, that's kind of the way you do it. And then it's like the next thing would be like artwork and accessories.
I do have a question. When we talk about coming into a house and seeing the focal points, the kitchen is obviously one that's pretty popular.
Right.
Countertops. What do you think? I know people have all kinds of ideas about countertops. When we bought our house, and our house is 2.5, almost 3 years old, they put in black countertops. Mm-hmm. It's got some, like, marbly, like, stuff in it.
Speckles.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I mean, what is your idea on countertops?
Yeah, everybody has a lot of questions about countertops because people are confused about them these days. You know, mm-hmm. like, what's the difference between quartz and granite? What's the difference between quartzite and marble? What's, you know, there's a lot of different countertops. First of all, I'm going to say there is no perfect countertop. You know, all of them have their pros and cons. So natural stone, natural God-made material is marble, quartzite, and granite, okay? So marble being your most porous, if you're a cook and you make a mess, you probably don't want marble in your kitchen. However, if you're a baker and you do a lot of pastries and stuff, you would love marble in your kitchen because, I mean, you use that marble as your rolling surface, right?
Sure.
You know, so, but if the thought of a stain or a etching or a pitted piece out of that countertop throws you into a tizzy, you're not going to want marble. It's soft and it's porous.
Okay.
Next is a quartzite. It's kind of the best of both worlds. It's got, you know, it's harder than a marble, but not quite as porous as a marble. But it has that same, most of them have that same look. You know, has that flowy, just really pretty, you know, kind of feel to it. It's expensive usually.
Yeah.
Marble is expensive as well. But that is like, if you really want marble, but you don't kind of want to go to granite, that quartzite is what people fall into a lot because it has that marble kind of feel and look to it.
We have fallen into the area that I sometimes fall in with Brock.
Right.
He's talking about, you know, going underneath people's houses and putting up barriers and
right.
foam.
Exactly.
There's foam and there's foam site
or whatever. Exactly. There's so many different. Granite, granite is your next thing. You know, so granite is your harder, you know, God-made material, right? You know, so it's still porous, but if you have a really good fabricator that uses a really good seal, you know, on these things, then the hardiest of those three is the granite. You do have to take care of it. You don't use Clorox on these. You don't use the Lysol. You don't use any of those harsh materials. Get a cleaner that is specifically for, you know, a stone. That's what you want and use all the time. Or you just use a wet cloth that might be in your dishwater with Dawn detergent, you know, or something to wipe them off. We don't need the harsh materials. We do not need to sanitize them with Clorox. It will eat the sealer right off.
Okay.
Right? And so your quartz, this is where people get confused. Quartz is a man-made material. It's where they're taking, you know, that granite and all those leftover pieces and they're mushing it all up and they're mixing it with epoxy. It is not porous.
Yeah.
Right? It is usually more solid, or they have ones that kind of look like marble.
Right.
You know, they got some pretty ones, but it's not unique. You know, every slab looks exactly the same.
Oh, it does.
There's no uniqueness to them, but the upkeep of these is a whole lot less, you know, than a God-made material, right? It's like not porous. They can stain. I've seen like makeup pigment would stain these, but it could be buffed out. Okay. Now, heat.
Real stone
is going to take the heat a lot more. If, you know, if you're getting something out of your oven, you're burning yourself and you need to throw that pan down, you can do that on stone a whole lot better than you can do that on a quartz. A quartz has epoxy in it. Epoxy is glue, right?
Yeah,
so if you left that pan on a quartz countertop for a little while, you might see some damage there.
Depending on who is cooking and who paid for it. Really, fellows would say, no, I'd much rather burn my hands
than ruin the countertop.
Ruin the countertop. This is going to be terrible.
Regardless of what you pick, there's no perfect countertop.
Yeah.
I always say have plenty of, you know, cutting boards around, have plenty of things to set things on.
Yes.
Because that's going to make any countertop you choose have a longer life. You know, I probably have 5 cutting boards in my house.
Yes.
You know, trivets, you know, all that, you know, a spoon holder.
Yes.
You know, I have a big, you know, cutting board right beside of my stove. So if I am in that burning situation, it's going to go right on that, mm-hmm. on that, you know.
How often do you burn things?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
She said right. If it ever happened.
If
she
it ever happens.
It happened.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. My point earlier was, you know, when Brock starts talking about things and I don't get it, I'm glad that there's somebody who knows it. So for Rhonda and people dealing with Rhonda, guess what? You don't have to learn this. You just mm-hmm. have to call Rhonda.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Call me.
That's a very good thing.
Help me, Rhonda.
Talking to Rhonda Benby Plummer at Help Me Rhonda Interiors. We're back in just a moment. My wife, Melissa, is in the studio helping out today. You've been a lot of help today.
Thank you.
She's asked great questions.
Mm-hmm. She really has. And I mean that not sarcastically.
No.
You've been a lot of help. Really a lot of help.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thanks a lot. Making your home great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF.